Wishing you a wonderful Tuesday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me, as we delve deeper now into this time to reset our energy and renew ourselves over the next number of weeks. So as we move into this time of autumn, although in Dublin we're having beautiful weather this week, and I hope you are where you are as well, it does feel like the summer energy is a little bit back, which is lovely, and that can actually bring a lighter even vibration to ourselves. But this month is really all about, as I explained on Friday, coming back into yourself, learning the lessons of this year, and also really helping yourself to be able to evolve to your next path. So your soul journal this month is actually really key in helping you to navigate through that by asking the right questions and you journaling on those and allowing yourself to have those insights. So for today, what I want you to think about is, what are you just really ready to reset on? Are you feeling a bit pissed off or frustrated with some areas of life that have just seemed this year to come up again and again, and you're like, do you know what? I'm ready to learn the lesson here. Generally with lessons that we've to learn, we will learn the lesson in the time and say, oh, okay, I need to do X, Y, and Z to heal that. Sometimes we will tell ourselves that we have done the healing on it, and we really believe that we have, but we haven't fully got to the grasp of all of the true depth of that healing. And reasons why that happens is, you know, the brain and the body and mind are only able to deal with so much stress at one particular time. So it's like, on a spiritual level, the lessons that come down will be in layers with different pieces. So we may have healed one aspect of the lesson, but there is another part that's left to go. Sometimes we have lessons that we need to learn or need to heal as well, and we know damn well that we are not actually taking the action steps or clearing things that we need to clear that are going to get us there. We're convincing ourselves that we're doing it. We're telling ourselves we're taking steps, which we probably are, but we know that it's not enough. And then sometimes we're just avoiding things altogether. So whatever category you're falling into with regards to certain lessons going on, don't worry, like, we're all at different places. But the most important thing is you want to be able to move forward, reset that energy, and allow yourself to progress. So looking at those things that are coming up again and again and again, or even new lessons that you've had this year, the ones that are frustrating you the most or challenging the most, ask yourself, by pressing a reset button, for example, what it is that you want to achieve. What have you actually learned from the lessons of this year? What have you learned that you're not doing? What are you learning that you are doing right, and how you can keep doing more of that? But I think we got to get really honest with ourselves. It's about kind of coming to a place of saying, do you know what, like, because I'm always supporting and saying, be gentle with yourself and be kind to yourself. And I want you to still do that, but I also want you to be honest with yourself. So that's part of this reset too. You can't reset and renew your energy if you're not honest about where you are. And being honest as well is not trying to convince yourself that something's going to work when you mightn't even really have full faith in it. So for example, you might want to change something or heal something or start something new, and you know there's certain steps that you're going to have to take to get there. And as part of this resetting energy, you're going to take those steps. But really, you know that there's something else that has to be done. Maybe there's something else you're avoiding doing, but you're convincing yourself that these particular steps you're going to take are going to get you there. You need to be honest, really, really honest. Are those steps going to be the thing that clears it? Or is it the thing you're avoiding? Is it the thing that you don't want to do, for example, that's going to be the actual thing? Or is it going to be a combination of everything? So this is what I want you to focus on today. And we will delve more into this as the course of the week moves on. But look, have a great day, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.